Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
Anything you can do, I can do better. I can do anything better than you.
No, you can.
Yes, I can.
No, you can.
Yes, I can.
No, you can.
But it's an undisputable fact that in Congress, her record of accomplishment and results is non-existent.
Governor, you said the era of small government was over. That sounds a lot more like Barack Obama, if you ask me.
And moreover, she's got a record of misstating and making false statements, and that's another example of that list. She fought for less government spending, we got a lot more. She led the effort against Obamacare, we got Obamacare. She led the effort against TARP, we got TARP. She said she's got a titanium spine. It's not her spine we're worried about, it's her record of results. If that's your view of effective leadership with results, please stop, because you're killing us. In fact, I'll offer a prize tonight to anybody in this auditorium or anyone watching on television. If you can find Barack Obama's specific plan on any of those items, I will come to your house and cook you dinner. Or if you prefer, I'll come to your house and mow your lawn. But in case Mitt wins, I'm limited to 1 acre. 1 acre.
Governor, any response?
That's just fine. Look, I'm not going to eat Barack Obama's dog food, all right? What he served up was not what I would have done if I'd have been president of the United States.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
You need leaders. You need people who are good at leadership, not showmanship.
And now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
Hey, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. We got a lot of politics to discuss. Now, I have to announce right away, in case you're wondering why we're not pushing as hard today on the Ground Zero across Defense Legal Committee. Well, our goal was 72,000 folks signing on in just about a week and a half. And we did that because the recent poll showed 72% of the country supported the Ground Zero Cross at the 9/11 Memorial and Museum. And so we got our 72,000, by the way. So thank you very much. And we're actually over that. We are now at 79,395 people. So I'm not going to be pushing it as hard today because we got a lot to talk about with politics. But let me ask you this. Help us get to 80,000. And we may actually be at 100,000 by the end of this weekend by calling our toll-free number now and standing with the Ground Zero Cross, 877-989-2255. We hit our goal. Thank you so much to all of our listeners. We're now 7,000 over that goal. That's just online. You know, the mail hasn't come in. Some of the phone calls have not even been added to this. The ones that came in yesterday from so many of you that add your name. Help us get to 80,000, maybe even 100,000. 877-989-2255. And later today, we are going to be posting some just damaging videos of the head of American Atheist and their spokesperson. One, attacking Jews as tokens. Two, attacking Christians as doing nothing charitable after the 9/11 attacks at Ground Zero. But the focus of today's show, of course, the GOP debate last night. And I've got in the studio with me Than Bennett, the ACLJ's Director of Government Affairs, as well as Anna Hanslick, who if you listen to my show, you know she's a contributor to the Jordan Sekulow Show, and she has been talking a lot about Michelle Bachmann. And, of course, Michelle Bachmann in the news a lot last night, big part of that debate. So let me ask you this, folks, before we get to our first break of the show. Who do you think won last night's GOP debate? Who do you think lost? And because of this debate, do you think anyone's campaign is over? Let me give you my opinion real quick. Ron Paul is a nut. And his stuff about Israel and Iran, Rick Santorum hit him back so clear on that. You know, I don't have time to play the entire bite right now, but what he said was so dead on perfect about Ron Paul. And again, I've been saying this all along. Ron Paul is anti-Israel, bordering on anti-Semitic. And the fact that he wants to not deal with the problem of a nuclear Iran is ridiculous. That's probably all the time I'm going to spend on Ron Paul today. But I want to take your phone calls. Who won last night's GOP debate? Call us now, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. And help us get to 80,000 on the Ground Zero Cross Defense, 877-989-2255. But call now. I want your opinion. 1-800-684-3110.
It's a lawsuit that should be
1-800-684-3110.
It's a lawsuit that should be thrown out of court immediately. An atheist group has sued to remove a cross from a new museum at Ground Zero. This cross consists of two intersecting steel beams that survived the Twin Towers collapse on 9/11. Now, an atheist group claims the cross needs to go. Why? Well, get this. They claim that they're suffering both physical and emotional damages from the existence of the cross. That's right, the mere existence of the cross has brought on headaches, indigestion, even mental pain. These claims are ridiculous. So is the lawsuit. The ACLJ is preparing an amicus brief backing the constitutionality of the cross. This memorial is part of the history of 9/11, a symbol that has deep meaning and serves as a powerful remembrance. Stand with the ACLJ and tell the court it's time to reject this anti-God strategy. Don't let atheists rewrite the Constitution. Add your name to our committee to support the cross right now. 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org. The role of social media is now more important than ever in our national discourse. With fast-breaking developments and an ever-changing political landscape in Washington, D.C., now there's a way to stay on top of the political, legal, and cultural issues that matter most to you. Jordan Seculo brings the immediacy of Twitter to talk radio. As Director of Policy and International Operations for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jordan Seculo is one of the most followed conservatives on Twitter. He tackles the tough topics with insightful analysis and interviews with top decision makers and conservative leaders at home and abroad. Jordan is taking your questions live via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Seculo. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio and live on ACLJ.org. For more information, go to JordanSeculo.com.
Back to Jay Sekulow Live. We're talking politics. Now, the most interesting exchange, and I'm going to get your comments on this, 1-800-684-3110, but I think it's important we break this down. Why was this debate so important? First, it was the first time people started taking the gloves off. Second, Iowa straw poll this weekend on Saturday, tomorrow, and the real battle there is between Michelle Bachmann, Tim Pawlenty, and then whether or not Ron Paul actually could beat Tim Pawlenty, or does Tim Pawlenty pull some miracle off because he's spending a lot of resources there and maybe even just come close enough as a second place person to keep himself in the race? But honestly, to me last night, as someone who tried to, I've had Tim Pawlenty on my broadcast before. I agree with his, a lot of his policies. But when he went after Bachmann like this, Tim Pawlenty was done for me. Let me play bite number four and then we'll start discussing it.
But it's an undisputable fact that in Congress, her record of accomplishment and results is non-existent.
Governor, you said the era of small government was over. That sounds a lot more like Barack Obama, if you ask me.
And moreover, she's got a record of misstating and making false statements, and that's another example of that list. She fought for less government spending, we got a lot more. She led the effort against Obamacare, we got Obamacare. She led the effort against TARP, we got TARP. She said she's got a titanium spine. It's not her spine we're worried about, it's her record of results. If that's your view of effective leadership with results, please stop, because you're killing us.
I'm going to go to Anna Hanslick here. Now, she's a contributor to the Jordan Seculo Show. She's been blogging at ACLJ.org. And we've really been focusing in our discussions with Anna on Michelle Bachmann and the recent attacks on her and why she's treated differently and maybe intimidating some folks, conservatives as well, but especially liberals. So, Anna, I got to ask this. What do you think? I mean, this attack by Tim Pawlenty on Michelle Bachmann, not based on policy, but really, questioning her leadership. What do you think it's about?
I mean, what I want to know is why is it so easy for Pawlenty to attack Bachmann, but when there is any confrontation with Romney, especially in that last CNN debate we saw, he runs away like a scaredy cat. I don't know, Jordan. Maybe it's because he thinks a woman is an easier target.
You know, I gotta agree. I think, you know, Tim Pawlenty showed he was weak and scared when he was gave an opportunity in that first debate to go after Romney and walked away from it. Tried to make a couple jokey swipes at Romney last night, which honestly, I'll be honest, Tim Pawlenty said the thing about mowing the lawn. I think Tim Pawlenty's going to have a lot of time to mow more than an acre of Mitt Romney's lawn soon after the Iowa straw poll and we get serious about this election. Part two of that, I would say, is don't we want someone who's been successful as president of the United States when our economy is in shambles, a guy who actually knows how to make money and make other people money? But let me go to this next point of this. Acting as if what she does in Washington is a failure. I mean, it's unbelievable, Anna.
Yeah, when Pawlenty said that Bachman's fighting was worthless, a failure, and then went on to say that if her popularity is because of her fighting spirit, and then he says, please stop, Congresswoman, because you're killing us. I mean, really classy, Pawlenty. Classy with a capital K.
Yeah, I mean, I've got this out by here. I've got it here. Let me play it really quickly. This is just Tim Pawlenty again. Bite six.
She said she's got a titanium spine. It's not her spine we're worried about. It's her record of results. If that's your view of effective leadership with results, please stop because you're killing us.
Now, what's interesting here, Anna, is the response by Michelle Bachman. She didn't go personal.
Yeah, if you notice, instead of personally attacking Pawlenty, she went after the facts about his record, cap and trade, the individual mandate, and said the era of small government is over. Once again, she rises above and shows her integrity, and she's proving that it's much better to respond to personal attacks with actual information rather than another personal attack. So, I mean, I have three words for Tim Pawlenty: bring it on.
Yeah, I mean, I think bring it on, too. Yeah, as we know, Michelle Bachman is a great friend of the ACLJ. Now, I'm not saying everyone needs to vote for her for president of the United States, but she is an incredible fighter in Washington, the loudest voice. She's never afraid of kind of going against the majority. And yet, you know, he questions the value of if her toughness really matters.
Yeah, I mean, as a conservative woman, the fact that Pawlenty questioned the value of the toughest, hardest fighting conservative in the House of Representatives.
And let me just say real quickly right there, of all any men, male or female in the House of Representatives,
yeah,
there's no one tougher and no one who works harder.
Yeah, that's right, Jordan. I mean, I lost respect. I mean, a lot of respect for him last night, and I bet a lot of voters did, too.
You know, I think, Anna, just to kind of finish this up, and I'm again, folks, this is not about Pawlenty necessarily being a bad governor or not a decent guy. I think he's trying to save his campaign, probably, but I think he picked on the wrong person because she's a lot, I think, better on her feet than him. It, you know, encourages people to respond, knows facts, where he's just talking rhetoric because he's been on the campaign trail way too long. But I mean, really, this is not Bachman about Pawlenty. This is a guy who is teetering on the edge of just a campaign that's finished.
I mean, yeah, let's be honest. It isn't Bachman who has a problem with Pawlenty. It is that Pawlenty has been constantly embarrassed by Bachman, polling higher, raising more money, and generating more grassroots energy, even though she's only been in the race for a couple of months. And, I mean, it seems like he's been in the race for what seems like, to me, forever.
I think absolutely ridiculous. Thank you for your commentary today. I know you've been following Bachman closely. Anna is a contributor to the Jordan Sekulow Show, also happens to be my fiance, and she is also blogging at the ACLJ on ACLJ.org now about a lot of these issues and women and conservatives. I know we have a lot of women who listen to our broadcast, so I think what she's saying should directly resonate with you. So, Anna, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Jordan.
All right, folks, let's get to some of these other issues as well. And I want to get your comments. 1-800-684-3110. Who do you think won last night's debate? And actually, let me go to Beth in Maryland, because this sets up perfectly what I was going to talk about next. Beth, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, I appreciate you taking my call. I listen to you guys just about. I watched the entire debate last night.
You know, Beth, we're losing you there. Call us back. I really want your comment, but let me go to Lori in California online, too.
Thank you.
Hey, Lori, you're on the show.
I think Newt Gingrich won the debate. He had real solutions.
Yeah, well, you know what? honestly, I know Newt Gingrich. I've met with Newt Gingrich. He's one of the smartest conservatives in Washington, D.C. It was unfortunate that his campaign had so many troubles and some of the personal issues that came up again. And let me play this soundbite, and then I'm going to go to Than Bennett on it, because I think Newt Gingrich's soundbite on the economy was just perfect. You know, on the Jordan Sekulow show, we've been talking about this Joint Select Committee on Deficit Reduction. Play by it 8.
Look, I think this super committee is about as dumb an idea as Washington has come up with in my lifetime.
And check this one out. I mean, this is so perfect about what's happening in Washington, D.C., bite 9.
The idea that 523 senators and congressmen are going to sit around for 4 months while 12 brilliant people, mostly picked for political reasons, are going to sit in some room and brilliantly come up with $1 trillion or force us to choose between gutting our military and accepting a tax increase is irrational. They're going to walk in just before Thanksgiving and say, all right, we can shoot you in the head or cut off your right leg. Which do you prefer?
Now, listen, Newt Gingrich showed me last night again, whatever happens with this campaign, he will continue to be an extremely respected voice among conservatives and one of the best at communicating the message. Than, I know this economic issues and the policy behind this is your bread and butter, and we've talked a lot on my show about the problems of this Joint Select Committee, especially after we learned that the members, a few of the members, their entire job in politics outside of Congress, they're appointed to committees to defeat Republicans or to defeat Democrats. I mean, they are the political operatives of the House of Representatives. What did you think about his comments?
I loved his comments. Let me come back to what I think about his chances in just a minute. But on his comments specifically, there are real problems with this debt committee. I mean, first of all, you have to address the political reality of you couldn't get everything you wanted in this deal. So I'm not going to go so far as to say those who supported it were being, you know, unreasonable. I think it may have been the most we could get. But on this committee specifically, he's right. I mean, if at the end of the day, these 12 very political appointees either can't produce a good product or they can't produce any product at all, what happens, Jordan? We get $1.2 trillion in automatic cuts, and $600 billion of them are on the defense side. So he's absolutely right. You don't have a winning choice there. Now, here's the problem with Gingrich. He was great last night. It doesn't matter. He's done. Yeah, he didn't have a chance going in. So I agree with the caller. Great performance, but it just doesn't matter.
I really hope these debates kind of reinvigorate Newt Gingrich as the thinker, the policy guy, because he helps all of us, a lot of us on the broadcast, explain our views and get solutions that the American people can understand. I'm going to take a call very quickly. Mary Ellen from Illinois on line 3. You got about 30 seconds to make your comment, and then we got to get to our next break.
Sure. I didn't like how the media asked Michelle Bachmann that question about submission, which is a religious principle, and they never asked any of the other candidates questions about their principle or their religious principles.
I will say something, Mary Ellen, though you may not like the question. I think actually one of the Fox News, Byron York, was actually giving her an opportunity to address the liberal media attacks, saying on her submissiveness. So she was asked that in a positive way so that she could explain it once and for all, not having to go to some liberal journalist trying to write it, just speak it out to the American people. So at first I did say, yeah, maybe that's a sexist question. Then I thought about it and said this was perfect for Michelle Bachmann because she got to put the issue to rest. Again, folks, you can help us get to 80,000. Thank you for helping us meet our goal of 72,000 to protect the Ground Zero Cross. Call now, 877-989-2255.
Regent Law School is training Christian lawyers to change the world.
Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice. He knows the value of an education at Regent University, and he knows Regent School of Law is much more than just an educational institution.
Regent is unique in that it offers the highest quality of legal education from a Christian perspective, and we never sacrifice intellectual integrity.
If you're considering a career in the law, it's time for you to consider Regent Law School. Regent Law School is distinctive because it integrates the study of law with biblical principles. Regent believes that law is more than just a profession. It's a calling. The time to apply right now. If you would like more information about the School of Law at Regent University or would like to enroll, call this toll-free number, 1-877-267-5072. That's 1-877-267-5072. There's more information online at regent.edu/law. Regent Law School, training Christian lawyers to change the world.
It's a lawsuit that should be thrown out of court immediately. An atheist group has sued to remove a cross from a new museum at Ground Zero. This cross consists of two intersecting steel beams that survived the Twin Towers collapse on 9/11. Now, an atheist group claims the cross needs to go. Why? Well, get this. They claim that they're suffering both physical and emotional damages from the existence of the cross. That's right, the mere existence of the cross has brought on headaches, indigestion, even mental pain. These claims are ridiculous. So is the lawsuit. The ACLJ is preparing an amicus brief backing the constitutionality of the cross. This memorial is part of the history of 9/11, a symbol that has deep meaning and serves as a powerful remembrance. Stand with the ACLJ and tell the court it's time to reject this anti-God strategy. Don't let atheists rewrite the Constitution. Add your name to our committee to support the cross right now. 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org.
Feelings, I got hurt feelings.
The day after my birthday is not my birthday, Mom.
I got hurt feelings, I got hurt feelings.
Hey, welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. Of course, we're talking the GOP debate last night, and this was an important one because the Iowa straw poll tomorrow in Ames, Iowa. I've been out to Iowa during the caucuses. These are very well-informed voters. A mega event. Now, Rick Perry's not there. And let me just say, I don't want to talk too much about Rick Perry today because he wasn't at the debate. But his announcement on Saturday, it's a huge question mark. It's a shakeup. What, you know, what will happen next is a big deal. I'm not, you know, it's not quite apparent how big of a deal it will be, but I will tell you, it will be big. I mean, that I can tell you. And him not being there does change things a bit, but won't affect, of course, the Iowa straw poll. Now, I'm going to get right to your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110, if you want to talk to us on air about who you think won or lost last night's GOP debate. And what did you think about how Tim Pawlenty treated Michelle Bachmann? 1-800-684-3110. And again, folks, if you can help us get to 80,000, you know, we hit our goal of 72,000 to protect the Ground Zero cross. Again, a huge thank you to our listeners. You know, we hit those numbers, we're serious about it. And as we told you, when we hit the number, we're going to move along. We're not going to keep pushing you and pushing you nonstop. But I will say today, we're now closer to 80,000. And as the mail comes in, we'll probably be close to 100,000. So if you want to help push us over the top and you haven't joined, I encourage you to call 877-989-2255. And I bet after you see these videos we're going to be posting from American Atheists later today, you're going to want to make that phone call, 877-989-2255. Get us to close to 100,000 people supporting the Ground Zero Cross and the legal committee to defend it. Now, let's get right back to the phone calls. Victor calling from New York on line 4. Victor, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, guys. Listen, I just want to say one thing. There were a lot of good people on there last night, but the man, the main guy who's going to be best for America is Mitt Romney, you know, and even Bachman would be a great running ticket to be together.
You know, I would love to see that one. I really appreciate Michelle Bachmann. She's a great friend of the American Center for Law and Justice. I like Mitt Romney, and for all disclosure, I actually worked for his campaign in 2008. I'm not trying to tell you who to vote for, and I will tell you as of right now, I have not made a personal decision on what I'm going to be doing, though I would never announce that on the air. But I think, you know, a lot of people saw that last night. Woo, this could be a really great combo. Mitt Romney with the economic side, maybe appealing to more independent voters and some moderate voters. But let me tell you this, and of course, Bachmann engaging the grassroots base like never before. But to call Mitt Romney really an independent or moderate, listen to this answer he gave on defending marriage, which I think has been maybe one of the best answers I've ever heard. And I like the fact that it's coming from someone who people think is such a moderate and maybe a rhino, as people say, you know, a Republican in name only, bite one.
Marriage is a status. It's not an activity that goes on within the walls of a state. And as a result, our marriage status relationship should be constant across the country. I believe we should have a federal amendment to the Constitution that defines marriage as a relationship between a man and a woman, because I believe the ideal place to raise a child is in a home with a mom and a dad.
You know what? I mean, Than, right there alone, if you had questions about whether Mitt Romney was a social issue conservative. Now, this, I don't think it's going to be a huge issue of the campaign, but his explanation right there was perfect in a way also that makes sense to people who may question whether or not we should have federal laws on marriage.
Yeah, it was outstanding, Jordan. I mean, I am as concerned about social conservative issues as you get. Even though this debate, this election is going to be dominated by fiscal economic issues, it was a solid answer. I honestly, Jordan, I have to tell you, I thought he was the clear winner last night. I also thought Bachman was a winner. She was solid in the dispute with Pawlenty. But I thought Romney came through unscathed. He was comfortable. He was presidential. And you know, this typical conversation that we have that there are three tickets out of Iowa, right? I mean, I think everybody concedes that Romney's going to get one of them. Probably Governor Perry, even though he wasn't there last night, he'll be viable. I thought last night, though, Bachman made a clear statement that she gets that third ticket out. But for my money, Romney won last night.
Yeah, you know, and I think, honestly, folks, in my opinion, let me just give it to you very quickly. I mean, this is just kind of my quick take last night on the debate. And again, you could agree with it. You could disagree with it. There's lots of different ways to look at it. But I wrote this. You know, Romney sounded presidential and emerged unscathed. Bachman was great, an awesome fighting spirit. Pawlenty, in my mind, is done. He may do okay in the straw poll because you can basically pay for votes there. But when Rick Perry gets in, Pawlenty seems done to me. And I was extremely disappointed in his treatment of Bachman. And then rather than a personal attack on him in response, she offered a factual list of all the bad things he did as governor, comparing him to closer to Barack Obama. And let me tell you something. You say the era of small government is over. That is pretty darn close to Barack Obama. And then I thought Newt was good. And the big question, of course, how Perry shakes it up. But let's get back to the phones. 1-800-684-3110. Before we do, again, we hit 72,000 on the legal committee to protect the Ground Zero Cross. That was our goal. And I have to thank again all of our listeners here. I know we pushed you hard on it. We pushed you really hard on it. We're now close to 80,000. And I think by the end of the weekend, it'll be more like 100,000. So if you want to kind of push us over the top and you haven't called yet, I'm not going to push you hard today, but you could really help us get to a much bigger number than we even expected we could get in about a week and a half. Call now, 877-989-2255 to protect that Ground Zero Cross. That's 877-989-2255. Let me go to Liza calling from Florida on line 5. Liza, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Liza.
Finish my thought because I'm not going to agree with you. but my feeling is that everyone in the media seems to be in an alternate universe. After the poll, after the debate last night, Ron Paul won the debate hands down on a Fox poll.
You know what that is, though? That's just how many people you can push online to vote. I mean, that's not a real poll. And Ron Paul does have a very dedicated group of people who will go online. They are, I think, pretty fringe for the most part. I agree with some of Ron Paul's economic stuff. But Liza, this is, and I'll let you comment if I've got time, but this is what I've got an issue with Ron Paul, Bite 15.
Just think of the agitation and the worrying of a country that might get a nuclear weapon someday, and just think of how many nuclear weapons surround Iran. The Chinese are there, the Indians are there, the Pakistanis are there, the Israelis are there, the United States is there, all these countries. China has nuclear weapons. Why wouldn't it be natural that they might want a weapon? There'd be internationally.
So here
be
you go.
More
Ron Paul supports a nuclear Iran. Here's Rick Santorum, which I think he gave an excellent response. Bite 16.
Iran is not Iceland, Ron. Iran is a country that has been at war with us since 1979. Iran is a country that has killed more American men and women in uniform in Iraq and Afghanistan than the Iraqis and the Afghanistanis have. The Iranians are the existential threat to the state of Israel.
Let me play this one more, and I'm only play a little bit of it. Rick Santorum, Bite 17.
Anyone that suggests that Iran is not a threat to this country or is not a threat to stability in the Middle East is obviously not seeing the world very clearly. He sees it exactly the way that Barack Obama sees it, that he has to...
Let me go to you something, Liza, very quickly, because I got really 30 seconds left on this broadcast. How on earth can you like Ron Paul when he thinks that Iran should have a nuclear weapon?
Okay, now that's exactly what the media does, is what you just did.
No. Ron Paul just said it's totally fine for no more, Liza, sorry. He said, and I played the soundbite for you, he thinks Iran should have a nuclear weapon, and it's not our business. Guess what? The nuclear weapon would be pointed at our troops in Iraq. The nuclear weapon would be pointed at us if they could get it here. Folks, again, we'll keep talking about it on Monday after the straw poll. I appreciate your calls. I know I disagree with some, agree with others. Also, push us over that 80,000 mark, 877-989-2255, 877-989-2255.
If you've previously listened to the full hour of Jay's broadcast, now beginning at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, you can listen to the new Jordan Sekulow Show. Jordan Sekulow provides insightful analysis and interviews with top newsmakers, live from Washington, D.C. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 Eastern. Find out how you can listen to the show online at www.jordansekulow.com. And if you're interested in carrying this new program on your station or network, contact the Jordan Sekulow Show via email, info@sekulow.com.